Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
All right, Jonah Carey is with us, CBSSports.com Major League Baseball writer. Here we are a couple of weeks into the season, a couple of things to gauge. Jonah, Tiki, and Tierney, welcome back, man. How are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. I don't know how much of the interpretation you heard, my interpretation, Tiki's interpretation of what went down last night. What was your take? Who was right? Who was wrong? How would you divvy out the criticism?
They're all a bunch of crybabies, and fighting in baseball is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I love it.
You don't think it's ever justified?
Oh, his spikes are up 1 centimeter above. Oh, he hit him on the leg. What the hell are we doing, man? It's baseball. This isn't MMA. Get over yourselves. Hey. This machismo garbage from the 19th century. What are we doing? Hey. Stop it. It's so stupid. The fans don't like it. Nobody likes it.
Hey, Jonah.
Jonah, I want him to go play football.
Buzzkill.
Go play football for a little bit. Right? You legally get to hit somebody.
Yeah, but football is contact within the sport.
That's what I mean.
You're supposed to hit people.
That's what I mean. And when someone pisses you off. I used to always tell people, how did you get ready for games? How did you get rid of those butterflies? All it took was one hit to piss me off, and I was good.
Snaps you into it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But Jonah, are you saying all-encompassing that there's never a situation that would call for retaliation in baseball? You're not saying that.
There is never a situation, because you know what? There's a guy named Carl Mays, and there's a guy named Ray Chapman. And you can feel free to Google while we're talking. In 1920, Carl Mays killed Ray Chapman with a fastball to the head. And that's always a possibility. And you could be like, that guy's got pinpoint control. He could hit him on the lower quadrant of his left thigh. That's BS.
Well, but
there's
Jonah,
no way to say that's going to happen. Go ahead.
Did Ray Chapman have a helmet on? No, not in 1920.
He did not. But you know what? People have had broken faces. Tony Conigliaro.
I know.
Conigliaro's career ended. So did Dickie Thaun.
Shortstop.
Happened. Nobody wants. Nobody wants to see this stuff. It doesn't help anybody. Brawls are not.
I like to see
it. Not good for the sport. I don't want Mike Trout to be out for a month. I don't want Aaron Judge to be on the disabled list. I want baseball. It's not a contact sport. You want a contact sport, watch football.
But Jonah, you just said, here's the thing. Jonah Carey with us here, CBSSports.com, Major League Baseball writer.
I love his energy on this. This is awesome.
It. And we'll get to some actual baseball items in a moment.
Because there's a couple of things we need to ask you about.
No doubt. But you say that nobody wants to see it. You're talking to one of them. I love this stuff. And I thought it was handled well, more importantly.
They're a bunch of punks. The Red Sox are a bunch of punks. I'm sorry. And I like their manager. I know him personally. I used to work with him. What are they doing? It's garbage. I hate it.
All right. You don't like it. I'm not going to change your mind. Let me ask you this. You've been covering the game for a while. The micro-criticism that has been dropped at the doorstep of Aaron Boone and Gabe Kapler. Kapler more so than Boone, although obviously New York is, like Philly is nuts.
Sure.
Have you ever seen 2 weeks into the season, two managers brand new, basically almost get run out of town, seemingly? This is pretty interesting for both men.
So, oddly, the three of the new managers in baseball, Cora, Boone, and Kapler, I know all three. Cora and Boone I used to work with on ESPN Baseball Tonight. We'd sit in the green room and eat hard-boiled eggs and laugh about baseball. And
nice.
they're both very smart, they're both very nice, and they're both analytically inclined. And Kapler might even be more analytically inclined.
Okay.
And one of the analytical tenets of the sport is that unless you're Clayton Kershaw, it's probably not a good idea to try to face a lineup three times. Because if that happens, number one, that times you up. Number two, there's fatigue. And so even if you're quote-unquote cruising and you have a one-hitter, they could slaughter you when you get to the sixth inning because they've been able to do all those things, time you up and get used to all that stuff. Kapler preemptively, this was the first round of criticism, took Aaron Nola out of a game in which he threw 68 pitches because he didn't want him to face the third time through the lineup.
Yeah.
That was an incorrect decision because the Phillies subsequently blew the lead. If the Phillies had not blown the lead, nobody would have said peep, and Aaron Nola would have gotten the win, and everybody's fantasy team would have been happy.
Yeah, but hold on. I just want to interject for you. I don't want to lose that point.
Yeah,
I'm kind of, like, the way my mind is wired for baseball, I don't know that you could always react to the result, even though that seems ridiculous, because you have to react to the result. But that doesn't mean a bad result doesn't always equate to a bad decision. It does literally, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
Here's what I would say about this particular decision. I think the devil's in the details. You know, so I'm not. There is no cruising. There's no such thing as cruising because time and again, guys do, you know, break down whatever third time, even if they're pitching a no-hitter.
Yeah.
But 68 pitches is not much. I think that there was room between Kapler honoring the third time through the order thing and recognizing this is the ace of his staff and it's 68 pitches. And if you're going to do this, your bullpen will be fried by June. So that was I might like Kapler, but that was a wrong decision. Obviously, going to the bullpen when there was nobody in the bullpen was obviously the wrong decision. But the bottom line is the Phillies got off to a little bit of a slow start. Kapler's an enigmatic kind of guy. He's an easy punching bag and people are going.
Yeah.
I think he'll be a fine manager in Major League Baseball. He just needs more experience.
Get more of the feel.
Yeah, I like
right?
the hire.
Get more of the feel,
remember,
right?
Remember, Teague, I was praising the hire.
Absolutely. I remember this.
Give him a chance here. Joe Carey with us, of course, MLB, CBSSports.com writer.
Yep. And speaking of MLB, I think this is the MLB network that we have on our bottom TV here. I'm watching the Pirates, and you know, they're cruising right now, speaking of use that word, 6-1 over the Cubs. And so far on the season, they're 8-3. Like, they traded Andrew McCutchen.
And they lost Garrett Cole.
And I remember somewhere in the offseason them saying, yo, be patient with us fans. You know, we're going to stink. Is this for real?
Well, this is a complex question. It's not for real, but no, they're not going to stink either. They're going to be somewhere in between. Every year for CBSSports.com, I do an over-unders column where I pick which teams are going to win more games than what Vegas says and fewer games than what Vegas says. And I only bring this up because last year I was 7-0, so it's contractually required for me to say, probably follow my picks. I had the Pirates over, I think, like 73.5, because McCutchen and Cole are overrated in terms of subtractions. Cole wasn't all that good last year, and McCutchen's still a good player, but he's not the MVP that he used to be. And the bottom line is there's two guys who stepped up who happen to play the exact same positions as Garrett Cole and Andrew McCutchen. That's Jameson Taillon, a fellow Canadian, so you know that I like him, and Gregory Polanco, who's awesome, a really good young player who's very talented but just has not been able to live up to potential. So far, so good for those two guys. Now, are they going to carry a team to the playoffs?
Yeah.
I don't think so, but can they finish 500? Sure they can.
Yeah, Jonah, I'm going to have to start, you know, because sitting in this studio with Brandon, who is, you know, is just as good of a sharp as anybody out in Vegas. His nickname is Sharp Tierney.
That's
I'm going to have to call you Sharp Carey as well.
Well, he's got
to
earn that. Just because he does a column doesn't mean that he's right.
He went 7-0 last year.
I mean, he could be lying.
We could go check. We're going to go check on that, Jonah.
Go look it up.
I'm kidding. Hey, let me ask you. We had Socia on, I guess it was last Friday, right, Teague? Last Friday.
Yep, last Friday.
And we love them. And, you know, they've kind of made some subtle tweaks. Even last year, they were more competitive for sure. Tightened up the outfield a little bit. I mean, Ohtani is just one of the most amazing stories that I've ever seen in any sport. In terms of, you know, upward trajectory, sustainability, I happen to really think that, you know, they're a team that could win 90-plus. Now, you could win 90 and still finish 12 games behind the Astros, but I'd be surprised if they're not in the American League wildcard mix for the entire season. I like the Angels. How about you?
I definitely think they're in the wildcard mix only because I think there are only four truly elite teams in the American League, and that's the Astros, Cleveland, Boston, and New York. And after that, it's wide open. I picked Minnesota for the wild card. I think they're going to be pretty good, too. But sure, why not the Angels? And I think it goes beyond Ohtani, who's off to obviously a great start. If you look at the rest of their hitters, the only other guy who's really jumps out at you in terms of early numbers is Andrelton Simmons. Everybody else is doing about what you would expect, more or less. The difference for them has been the pitching. And I'm not even talking about Ohtani. I'm talking about the other guys. They've got a guy named Tyler Skaggs, left-hander, 26 years old. Feels like he's been around forever because he was a hot prospect and he got injured. He's 2-0 with a 1.69 ERA, and he's striking out a batter per inning. If he keeps that up, that makes a big difference. And moreover, if anybody had a complaint about the Angels, even Angels fans, it was their bullpen, right? Who's their closer? Is it Steve Bedrosian's kid? Is it Blake Parker? Is it, I don't know, Hoyt Wilhelm going to come out of the bullpen? What's happening right now?
There you go.
And instead, that's an old school reference. Happened is, there you go. Blake Wood, Noe Ramirez, Jim Johnson, Kenyon Middleton, Jose Alvarez. Those guys have a cumulative ERA of basically zero. They've been awesome. So, you know, in today's game, when starters are pulled early, they're out in the sixth inning, and you need bullpen, and look how good the Yankees' bullpen is, and Kansas City rode their bullpen to the World Series. If the Angels' no-names pitch like this, they're definitely going to make the playoffs. I'm just not sure it's going to happen because they do have stars. I like Trout. I like Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a thin pen, and they do have holes in their lineup, and the rotation is highly suspect until they prove it over a longer period of time.
Yeah, Simmons is hitting about 370. He's obviously nowhere near that. You know, he's probably more like 270, 280-ish. I love the Bedrock, the Bedrosian reference. A couple of references that I appreciate there. Very nicely done. Joe DeCarey, CBSSports.com, Major League Baseball writer. We'll be chatting throughout the summer. We'll be keeping tabs to see just how accurate you are. We're going to keep a little scoreboard here. Make sure you're not lying.
Right now, since I'm accountability guy, I did go 7-0 last year. I have the Angels as an under bet, so maybe 6-1 is more likely.
Gotcha.
We'll see what happens.
Hey, what'd you do on the Mets, by the way?
I didn't pick every team. I didn't end up having the Mets. I thought the Mets were pretty well valued. They ended up being in like the low 80s.
Yeah, 83.
It's great. They're also a good start this season. It's really pitching health. And just very briefly, guys like Gesellman and Lugo are awesome out of the bullpen. If all the starters stay healthy, those other guys who should be 6 and 7 starters or bullpen guys don't have to be number 3 starters. That makes the whole pitching staff better. Pitching health, Mickey Callaway, that's the key for that team.
Well, yeah, you talk about Mickey Callaway. Is it that big of a difference between him and the previous regime here?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Terry Collins is a fine manager. Callaway doesn't have a magic wand. He can't make pitchers be healthy, but he is a good pitching mind. I think that a lot of it is just luck and the fact that we're 2 weeks in.
Gotcha.
Jonah, good stuff, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, fellas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.